This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think back with me, would you, for a minute now, to the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. We are not, we, consumers, that is, we are not quite as worried about getting the items we need when we run to the store now as we were then. But retailers sure do seem to be. And with the new strains on the supply chain, grocers are having a hard time keeping certain items stocked. And thus, supply-demand being what it is, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab tells us what that's going to mean for us.
Every day brings a new challenge for Chuck Lawrence. He owns two supermarkets on the coast of Maine. Like, last night, he had to drive 40 miles to the nearest Sam's Club to buy stuff to resell at his store.
I'm going 4 or 5 times a week right now.
This time, it was a strawberry emergency. He found out there wouldn't be any in his delivery this morning. Oh, and that delivery? It ended up being late. The trucking company doesn't have enough drivers.
We have help scheduled at 5:30 in the morning to start stocking that truck. It shows up 2 hours later. We got 2 hours of lost productivity, and then we've got to pick it up on the other end.
That's wasted labor at a higher cost. Lawrence is paying $2 an hour more to attract workers. Meanwhile, the price of many food items has increased. Red meat costs Lawrence twice as much as it did before the pandemic. He can't really stock up on that and other perishables, so he's stocking up on what he can. Canned foods, charcoal, bottled water.
We're trying to anticipate supply issues before they happen. Unfortunately, you know, you'll get a curveball, like you can't get toilet bowl cleaner right now.
And stocking up comes at a cost. Ken Boyer is a professor of supply chain management at The Ohio State University.
It's the money to rent the space. It's the cost of the extra time moving around.
Retailers are hoping stockpiling will limit passing too much cost on to customers because people are very sensitive to food price increases. Anant Iyer, a professor of operations management at Purdue, isn't too concerned about supply shortages. But he says if the cost of labor at factories and trucking companies doesn't go down,
somebody has to pay it. And guess who? It's going to be the consumer at some point.
As for Chuck Lawrence in Maine, he's trying to hold off on raising prices, at least until he sees the national chains do it first. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.